Well, the UK civil liberties group Privacy International has made an official complaint to the cybercrime unit of Britain's National Crime Agency. The group has urged them to immediately investigate the unlawful surveillance of three Bahraini activists in the UK by Manama authorities. Our correspondent Amina Taylor has more from London.
Bahraini authorities, I mean, was there...
For Bahraini pro-democracy activists Mohammed Musa Abdul Ali Ali, Saeed Al-Shahabi and Jafar Al-Hassabi, Britain was supposed to be a safe haven after years of surveillance, torture and harassment in their home country. But in a shock move that's now the subject of an official complaint, a British company, Gamma International, is alleged to have sold surveillance malware FinFisher that targeted the computers of three activists along with those of other anti-regime figures.
We are talking about a very serious development that our computers have been hacked. How much damage they did to us, to our reputation, how much information they got.
With scores dead and hundreds missing or incarcerated at the hands of the Bahraini authorities, the complaint filed on Monday argues that the actions of the Bahraini authorities qualifies as unlawful interception of communications and that by selling this malware, Gamma is liable as an accessory.
We hope that they will, that officers of Gamma International, that members of the board will be brought to account for having sold this technology and provided active technical assistance to Bahrain to assist Bahrain in repressing human rights activists who had to flee Bahrain and seek refuge here in the UK.
There's yet to be an official response from the Bahrainis regarding the charges leveled against them. But in the past, Manama's poor human rights track record has not seemed a barrier to the country maintaining positive diplomatic relations with the United Kingdom. Gamma has previously denied any wrongdoing, but activists at the heart of the complaint feel violated.
I'm so upset about that, and I don't feel safe here in the UK because must be safe in UK because there's a human rights and they called for a human rights, but I didn't feel here safe.
The Bahraini activists, as well as their supporters, now await the National Cybercrime Unit's response to the official complaint. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.